With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today. Delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Thanks for being with us here on Fast Break Friday, presented by Universal Windows Direct. Don't forget, they've got a great deal in place. Buy one, get one free, no limit. It's free installation. It's the best window on the market because it has got super spacer technology that is rooted in aerospace science. And what it does is it has a better seal than most other windows out there because they don't use traditional metal spacers, which are conductors, and they let the heat or the cold, whatever you're trying to keep in your house, go out of your house. You don't want to pay for your utility bills to just have it literally go out the window. These are absolutely tremendously efficient, and they last. In fact, they last about five times longer than the average other window on the market. As they're so confident of their windows, they'll give you a lifetime guarantee for as long as you own your window, and then for 30 years to the next homeowner. That is a company standing behind its product, to say the least. And right now, get them to your home. They'll do a great demonstration for you. I've seen the demonstration. They take this blowtorch. It's like at 9 trillion degrees. They put it on one side of the window. You put your hand on the pane of glass on the other side. You can't even feel it. It's amazing. It really is. So you really get a sense for just how efficient they are. And they look great. You'll have a new glow to your home when you install these windows from Universal Windows Direct. So get them into your place for a free estimate. Go online, check them out, give them a call. Universal Windows Direct, like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. We were talking during the break, Mike, and you can elaborate on what the point you made to me. But I will. There's a part of me that does this selfishly because you made the point. The same guy or woman or whoever it is going to say, oh, yeah, we got to dance. Well, you kidding? It's a different year. We're going to blah, blah, blah. And then if the game goes according to the form and they do get beat soundly, that's the same guy who's going to call Tuesday and Wednesday and want to be to eviscerate Scott Satterfield. And so that's why I bring this up, because I'm just telling him that if he does better than that, it will be an extraordinary achievement. Because if not, it's nothing more than the first step in a long process of rebuilding the city of London. That's the reality. And people say, oh, why should we accept being? Nobody's saying you should accept having a bad team. What we're saying is you should give it time to build a good team. And it's the same thing with Kentucky. I think Kentucky's going to have to play their asses off to beat Toledo. I really do. Nick, could you turn his mic on, please?
Toledo's a really good team. There's no question. They got some experience back and a lot of good things going for them. But I think you and I talked, no matter what the score is, unless it's 40-0, which is not going to happen. No matter what the score is, it's never going to be enough. Okay, because you either should have beat them by more.
What are you doing? How are you going to compete with the SEC?
But all this for also in first games, Bob. Coaches aren't going to show their ace and their king out of their offensive card deck. Okay, they're going to play solid football. They're going to try to run you over, overpower you, and score. But they're not going to get tricky or show anything that's really special, because it's opening game, and there's what, 11 more games after that? I mean, that's just not what coaches do, football coaches do at that time. So the game may not be able, either game may not be able to really be a blowout because of those things. You don't think Notre Dame's going to come in here and if they get up 21-0, start playing a lot of people they want to see play? And if Louisville hangs in there, they could cut back into it. Who knows? You just don't know. But Notre Dame's going to want to play some people late in the game or in the third quarter if they get up on top. And maybe those guys aren't as good as advertised and Louisville climbs back in the game, but it's never going to be enough. It will not be enough.
We were talking about earlier in the show, somebody texting us about talking about things. And if you're just joining us, we didn't talk football at the beginning. We're talking about a lot of things, including the scheduling for Kentucky, and that was the context. We were talking about how the money has changed everything in scheduling and everything else. And it's also changed everything in college football. I mean, certainly, in fact, you could argue, Mike, it's changed things in football more than any other sport. The TV money probably has influenced everything from scheduling to the playoff to bowl games to the whole ball of wax.
To your point, I was just reading behind you. Something came across the wire in the ESPN wire. Some guy that's involved, some AD or some somebody that's involved in the playoff system made the statement that they don't see any pressure or any desire to have a bigger playoff in college football. I'm going like, what rock is he under? The country, the majority of the country wants to see more than the same four teams
every year.
What you talked about. And the problem they got is the people go, well, NCAA basketball tournament is really interesting because there are upsets and there are teams in there that you don't think are good enough to be in there, but they make nice runs. Now, Wofford last year when we played them, a nice little ball club. And they won a game. They beat Maryland. And then we eliminated them, Bob. But they were a good ball club. There's got to be a Wofford out there in college football. So if you got a 16-team playoff.
How great would it be?
Come on.
They don't want that. See, basketball embraces it because the framework of how they do their business is different. It's the massive CBS contract for the tournament, and they all dip in. And so if there's a Cinderella team that makes those ratings go up, everybody kind of says, yay, we all get more money. Football is like, this is our thing. You're an outsider. We put all this money into the program. We built it. We financed it. We've got the budget for it. You don't deserve that money. I mean, Trevor Maddich is the only guy who's ever given me a straight answer about why they do not embrace that. And that's exactly the answer he gave me. Because others would say, well, you know, hey, their schedule doesn't really compare. Or, you know, you put them in that's the argument. If you put this team in the SEC, let's see how they do. Well, that, you know, if you put Loyola Chicago in the ACC, I don't know how many wins they'd have. But all I know is when they had a chance to play on a court, they played their way to the Final Four. But Trevor said, no, you don't understand it. It's the ADs and the commissioners say, here's the commitment we've made. Here's the commitment you made. Guess where the money's going? The money's coming to us because we made the commitment to it.
We don't want to share it.
And we don't want to share it. We don't want you at the table. It's not like, gee, how do we find a place for these people at the table? They're saying to themselves, how do we keep these people away from the table? We don't want them at the table. That was the only guy to give you an honest answer about it. And that's the truth.
And then why do you think they have that logo on the helmet, CFA, College Football Association, right? I mean, they do not. Those power schools, whether it's a five or six, they don't want any competition.
No.
And for this guy to make that statement, I'm thinking, what world is he living in? I mean, you're telling me that, let me just think. Miami of Ohio, okay? They have a really good year. They go 11-1, and they got a Ben Roethlisberger Jr., and all of a sudden, 11-1, and they've beaten some a Big Ten school, ACC or an SEC team along the way. And they're going to go in the 16-game playoff, Miami of Ohio. I mean, how cool would that be?
That would have been awesome.
How cool would that have been?
No, for us, not for them.
No, but they get in. Yeah, they get – oh, yeah, for the with the big boys.
That would have been a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, you're going to write a check for millions of dollars
see,
to little thing, Miami
you know, that's
of Ohio.
I don't want to get on my soapbox again, but you and I are on the same boat. That's what bothers me is if you just had the decency to be honest and say, look, it's our money. We paid. Sorry, we can't accommodate everybody. This is our thing. So it would be like the NBA doesn't invite Louisville or Kentucky or North Carolina to play for the NBA championship. So we're not inviting them them to play for our championship. Oh, well. But instead, they insult your intelligence. There's no demand for a playoff. How could we do it? I don't see how we could do it. Meanwhile, they've been doing it for literally 30 years at Division II and Division III. Then those people, and they're football factories. They don't give a rat's ass about academics, you know, those people. So, I mean, stop insulting our intelligence. Just tell it like it is. It's the same way when they did these league realignments. I mean, it's all about football. I mean, Bobby Huggins was, you can't describe how angry he was about having to go to freaking Waco, Texas.
Do you blame him?
Yeah.
Lubbock?
They did that for football. That's all about football. And then, so, yes, there's a certain resentment there, and I understand it. But the great part about football is if they're honest, they don't care. That's the thing I admire about them. They just don't give a damn. It's like, you don't like it? Too bad. But
well, if you expanded to 16-12, you'd have more product for the television people, and you would have games for people to go to, and you could structure it where the whole a certain team gets the home field advantage. It would be a win-win. Okay,
we're very excited to shift gears again for the people who just want football. Kentucky Downs has a new ownership, and they've got really done a great job with their racing meet. We're going to go down there again this year. We've been down there for the last couple of years or so. And Jenny Reese is going to join us. Jenny does some work for them as well as for Ellis Park and did some tremendous things for us for the V Foundation, for the Kentuckiana Friends of V. Jenny, pretty exciting time at both those racetracks, huh?
Oh, absolutely, and it's a gorgeous day here in Franklin, and this is so much fun with Michael Rona on the course for the first time.
Oh, you tipped my hand. I was going to say, I was saving up an introduction for him because...
Well, you can still introduce him, but he doesn't really need a lot of introduction.
Everybody knows, joining us now, bracing, is Michael Rona, the longtime track announcer at Santa Anita, and now calling the races at Kentucky Downs. Michael, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
G'day, Bob. I'm fantastic, mate, and full of anticipation for tomorrow's opening at Kentucky Downs. I'm getting a unique perspective of a unique race course. As we speak, Jenny and I are walking the back stretch.
Oh, are you racing each other or just...
I hope there's no clocker from the stand, because it'll be the slowest sectional in history.
I expect to see Michael Rona with a bullet in the program next time. That'll be a bullet work. You've certainly been well-known in the racing industry and your trademark call, racing the start of every race. And so you've seen some racetracks, you've seen some racehorses. Have you seen Kentucky Downs before you came out here?
Yes, my wife and I visited as fans one day last year. I'd long wanted to see the place. I actually drove past it in the early 90s when it was dueling grounds. There was no racing at the time. I hopped out of the car for a quick look. But the experience last September was absolutely wonderful, created a big impression on me. About a month later, I received a phone call asking if I would be interested in calling the races here. And of course, I was delighted to accept. It's going to be a challenge with full fields of unfamiliar horses on this large, undulating course, but my adrenaline is high, and I'm very excited for the opportunity.
Well, Michael, that leads me into my question, exactly what you said. You've done races all over this country, different tracks, different kind. You've probably never done one with a track like this. Will that change how you go about your business?
Yeah. I'll go about my business with considerable trepidation. I mean, I'm really going to be feeling my way, but then the pressure is on because it's such a short meet. If you've only got 5 days, you can't really take too long to get into stride, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be actually quite nervous, but I'm just going to try to embrace the day and the opportunity. And I know the atmosphere will be fantastic. I'll be working from an open-air veranda, so I expect that I'll be fueled by the crowd's energy. And so all you can do is prepare as best you can and then plunge into it and see what happens.
The new track announcer for Kentucky Downs, Michael Rona, and Jenny Reese with us as well. Jenny, give us a little oversight of this short, albeit very exciting, meet. What are we looking at some of the highlights?
Well, I call it America's most unique race meet and also the fastest 5 days in racing. 11.5 million in purses paid out over 5 days at 2.3 million a day. It is
wow.
This is average daily
purse structure in the world outside Japan. I wish we could just get over the hump with Japan so we could just say we're king of the world, but we're, you know, we're and, you know, we got 14 stakes races, five of them graded. We have our first win in your in race for the Breeders' Cup, meaning the winner of our what is now called the Run Happy Turf Sprint, a grade three race. They get an automatic spot in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint at Santa Anita and travel expenses. But also, if they can win, the winner of our race, the Run Happy Turf Sprint, wins the Woodford at Keeneland, as well as the Breeders' Cup Sprint, Kentucky Downs is going to give that owner $1 million.
Yikes. That's now we're talking about some real money there.
Yeah, that's pretty cha-ching,
really
cha-ching.
But I would say the race itself has a $700,000 pot, so it's pretty, you know, it's pretty lucrative as it is. But it just, there's just such a, each year, I mean, this is my fourth year here, it is just really, what's the word? I didn't pay enough attention to management. Exponentially?
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. You know, just the popularity of the meet and the people you hear anecdotally, you know, from across the country that say, that is on my bucket list. And I think we're seeing it. More and more owners, when they race here, want to come, you know, from across the country. And we're sold out for opening day. Now, having said we're sold out of reserved seating. Although I think there are a few tickets in the director's room. But, of course, we have unlimited general admission, and general admission and parking are always free at Kentucky Downs.
That's pretty awesome. Jenny Reese with us, a new track announcer for Kentucky Downs. Michael Rona with us. Michael, Mike Pratt, my co-host here, and myself, we both were coaches for a while, and the thing about coaches is it is a peripatetic lifestyle. You move. Track announcers, it seems to be the same thing. You've called races at Golden Gate Fields, Arlington Park, Fairgrounds, Turf Paradise, Del Mar, Hollywood Park, Bay Meadows. Now, here at Kentucky Downs, how did you wind up doing this circuit when you were born in Australia? And you started calling races in Australia, right?
I did. I was actually 17 when I made my first call on a public address system at a little racetrack in Australia. I ended up calling at 26 tracks in Australia. That's including some harness racing and greyhound tracks, as well as thoroughbreds. And interestingly, just from a numerical standpoint, for me personally, I'm sitting on 26 in the U.S. So Kentucky Downs is poised to put me ahead.
We're very proud of that.
53 plus four other countries. I've also called some races in Qatar and Argentina and Mexico and Canada. So you have binoculars, will travel, I suppose, is my mantra.
You've called some great races. I know you called, because he was one of my favorite horses, you called Cigar's race, right? The record, was that record-breaking or record-tying? I can't remember, but he is, it was what, 16 in a row?
Equaling, it was a race called the Arlington Citation Challenge in 1996, and it was when Cigar equaled Citation's record for consecutive wins. 16 was the total. It probably took on more significance because he was beaten at his following start at Del Mar. That race was televised live nationwide on CBS. That's before the era of TVG. It was a pretty big deal from a television standpoint. It was and still is one of my fondest memories and great career highlights. Matter of fact, Arlington was a track where I worked with the window open as well. And the energy, the noise from the crowd that day, just when he walked onto the track, was mind-blowing, let alone after the race. So, yes, that certainly stands as one of my fondest recollections.
Do you have a couple of other races that come to mind on your list of distinguished race calls?
Well, I suppose I've been fortunate to be in the right booth at the right time for some statistically significant events. Apart from Cigar tying Citation's record, I was at Hollywood Park in 99 when Lafitte Pinkeye Jr. eclipsed Bill Shoemaker's total for most wins by a jockey. Mm. Then I was at Bay Meadows in 2006 when Russell Bayes beat Pink Eye's record. So I've been very fortunate in that respect. I also got to call the 2016 Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita, not on the NBC telecast, but on the international simulcast telecast and the public address. So that was a huge day as well. That was the Breeders' Cup that had the Beholder Songbird Classic.
Songbird, yeah.
There were several memorable races, with California Chrome getting nipped by Arrogate, and Lady Eli dropping a photo finish and Keppen losing narrowly. You consider how many great horses lost their races by about a collective half or three quarters of a length. It tells you how wonderful the racing was that day. A lot of people say it was their favourite Breeders' Cup ever. So I'm very privileged to have been able to broadcast some of these great events in the sport, and adding Kentucky Downs to my list of experiences is going to rate very highly for me.
Well, we're going to be broadcasting from there next week, so we'll be looking forward to coming and say hello, take a picture, and see you in person.
I just really quick want to interject that where Michael might not realize, but he's a few feet from Tennessee where we're standing on the car right now. And we're also on a turn called Rick Hammerly, our Director of Horses and Relations, who came from California, calls the Daytona turn. Because, Michael, it's you can see it. We're standing there now. It's banked.
It certainly is. Yeah, they make the right-hand turn past the three quarters. Of course, there's hardly any right-hand turns in U.S. racing.
Right.
Where most tracks are just a uniform flat mile oval. This is a completely different animal. And then they bank left around this newly christened Daytona turn. And it's well banked, and then they come around the turn. The half-mile pole is around the far turn where the 3/8 would normally be at most racetracks. So they're going to be a long way from me, as I call them, around the turn. It's a long home stretch. They'll come head-on toward me for the first half of the stretch before a slight dogleg for the last furlong. So, yeah, it's a lot to take in. It's a lot to get used to and adapt to. But I've got no time. I've got to hit the ground running, right, Jenny?
That's right. And very excited, Bob, about having you at Kentucky Downs on Thursday on Old Friends Day. And, Mike, you ought to come on down, too. We know that you had a great time at Ellis Park. You had a great time at Kentucky Downs.
Absolutely. I want some money.
Yes, that always makes it a more fun day.
That makes it big time, Jenny.
Question about that. Well, guys, we'll see you there on Thursday. Another exciting meet in the works at Kentucky Downs. New track announcer Michael Rona with us with our good friend Jenny Reese. And Jenny, thank you so much for everything. That day at the Ellis was a huge success for Kentuckiana Friends of V, and we're very pleased and looking forward to going forward. So thank you so much for doing that.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you all for coming.
All right, guys. We'll see you Thursday. Thanks. Take care. All right. Michael Rona, racing. And you got a trademark thing, and that's pretty good, because most guys do some variation of "and they're off" or what was the guy we liked? Remember the guy at Finger Lakes? What did he say there? He does. He's got a real throaty.
Because we spliced him with somebody. Away they go.
No, it's not away they go. Because I think that's Trevor Denman's call, right?
Yes.
And away they go.
Yeah.
Michael Rona is. He actually replaced Trevor Denman out there, surprisingly. And his is racing. I like that.
I would have liked to talk to him more about what he did in Australia, where he's from.
Well, ask him Thursday.
Okay, that's pretty interesting.
Evidently, I did the lawyer thing. I asked him some questions I knew the answer to. He started calling races at age 17, which I knew, and the way he came to the United States is there was a track announcer, which race fans will know, casual person may not, named John Tapp, was a very prominent race announcer.
He was on the West Coast.
Yes.
Yes.
And he was working at Hollywood Park, and they wanted to bring him in as their full-time announcer. And he said he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to leave Australia. He was doing the Hollywood Park races, then he'd go back to Australia, and they wanted to have him here full time. So he said, I got a young kid that'd be pretty good, though. So they said, who? And he said, Michael Rona. So he said, when Rona got a call, Tapp called him and said, would you like to call the races at Hollywood Park? Rona thought he was pulling his chain. Like, yeah, sure. They're going to hire a 17-year-old from Australia to come call races. And Hollywood Park at that time was one of the prestigious tracks.
Oh, sure. It had its day. Hollywood Park.
I mean, the celebrities used to own horses there, the Bing Crosbys of the world and those guys. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and shift focus back to football. Jeff Pecora, we'll mention a little Reds comment, too, because I'd certainly love to get a comment from him on Aristides.
But we have to give time for our picks.
Oh, yeah, we will. Yeah, okay. So that's right.
Because, we made a lot of money the last few years on our picks,
2 years ago, I was a lot better than last year, but you were pretty hot last year. Call us 1-800-GET-PICKS. Somebody's going to call that and be looking for us. That's probably a real phone number. I'm going to call that during the break and see what you get. 1-800-GET-PICKS. Call. We've got guarantees. We haven't lost a game since 2006. We got a streak going. We never get beat, which always amazes me. Why would I need to be hawking my wares on the internet? I would just be wagering every penny I had.
My own
But nonetheless. Nice. All right. We'll come back. Oh, Mike Pratt got called out. I love that. The listeners. Who's that guy clicking his pen? Gotcha.
Got me.
They love it. The gotchas. Yep. That's Nick doing it on the other side.
I'm going to do it the whole freaking commercial break.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is plan a ride home. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. This Labor Day weekend, please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Attention all active and retired military members. Over 35 and just not feeling yourself? You may be eligible for free advanced primary care through 25again.com/military. We appreciate your military service. Get the answers you need right now, wherever you are. Take our free online survey today at 25again.com/military. You deserve a better doctor, have more energy, look and feel younger, and live your life to the fullest. Take the mystery out of your health care. Visit 25again.com/military today.
At Genesis Diamonds, you can relax. There's no pressure, no pricing games, no commissioned salespeople.
Our non-commissioned experts make the same amount of money whether they make a sale or not. So they're not pushy. They don't try to get you to go past your budget. Honestly, they're just here to take care of you.
Wendy Canavan, Vice President at Genesis, says even if you don't buy from Genesis, you need to take advantage of the best and most thorough and free diamond education process.
We thoroughly educate the customer, and we go way past the standard 4Cs and explain all of the nuances in the industry. Customers constantly say, wow, I didn't know that, or nobody told me that.
And when you're ready to buy, Genesis will show you as many diamonds as you want to see at prices you won't find anywhere else.
Our best price guarantee is unbelievable. If you even think you saw a diamond at a better price, you need to come back to me.
So relax. Genesis has your back.
We will make sure they get the most for their money.
Genesis Diamonds, Shelbyville Road Plaza, where Louisville gets engaged.
Hi, I'm Mike Pratt, here to tell you about Premier Packaging, a locally owned business that specializes in packaging, shipping, and logistics. Since 1984, Premier Packaging has taken a straightforward approach you can trust. With shipping costs on the rise, their team of professionals will work with you personally to minimize costs and increase your bottom line. From inbound, outbound, storing, and picking, Premier Packaging has solutions for your businesses, large or small. Visit primpack.com and sign up for a free assessment. Premier Packaging, this approach makes a difference.
This is the best time to buy a luxury vehicle during the once-a-year Lincoln Summer Invitation Sales Event going on now through Labor Day at Bill Collins Lincoln. The deals are tremendous. The factory incentives are huge. And the selection at Bill Collins Lincoln is outstanding.
Folks, we've got a great selection of luxury vehicles available with low, affordable monthly payments with approved credit.
On Bardstown Road or online at BillCollinsLincoln.com.
Bill Collins Lincoln, where price sells cars and service keeps customers.
Hey, this is Mike Pratt, and do you know what sets a community bank apart from the rest? Friendly service, attention to detail, focus on making sure customers get what they need. At River City Bank, you will receive all of that and more. Be it a home improvement project, construction of a new home, or a bridge loan, their team is with you every step of the way. Visit any convenient River City Bank location or online at rivercitybankky.com. Hometown banking, hometown people. River City Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fast Break Friday is brought to you by Universal Windows. Schedule your free in-home estimate today, and for every window you buy, you get the next one free. Plus 0% financing for 36 months and free installation. You'll be saying, I love my windows.
I'm on. Okay, I'm on. You're on too, Mike. Just be careful.
Click the pen.
There we go.
Jeff Pecoro joins us. He's part of the broadcast crew for the Cincinnati Redlegs as well as for the University of Kentucky and their football program, and he joins us right now. Jeff, we want to spend most of the time getting on football, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you a little bit about Mr. Aristides there, who has turned into the hottest item in Major League Baseball, and literally nobody in the organization saw this coming, did they?
No. It's an amazing story, Bobby. This kid in spring training totally revamped his swing. He had a real long, looping swing when he was younger. This year in spring training, they worked with him to shorten that swing, opened his stance a little bit. He had a closed stance before. Now he's opened his stance. And it's just, it's done wonders. But, it was a complete surprise to everybody, I think, in the organization.
Well, he gets that bat through the sweet spot, doesn't he? Man, he's quick with that bat.
And the thing is, Mikey doesn't miss the great pitches right now. That's the key.
Well, he's seeing the ball as good as anybody.
Yeah, they did a chart at ESPN.com on the home runs he hit in August. They're like off every pitch that's ever been invented. Sliders, right. Curveballs, changeups, fastballs. I think he even got a knuckleball in there somewhere. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, what happens now is pitchers will start to try to get a book on him. Where does he like ball? What's his hot zone? And then he'll have to adjust because they're going to start going low and away, I think, because he's away from the plate a little bit. He closes as the pitch comes. But I think that the down and away is the one the thing that's really great about him is even though he's on such a hot streak, he's got a great eye at the plate. He doesn't chase a whole lot. So, I mean, this kid looks to be the real deal. And I know we have a small sample size. He only has, 110 at-bats. But, he's been pretty good so far.
Well, we have no sample size at all for Kentucky football yet, but we have lots of discussion, Jeff. You know the discussion is on a 10-win season last year and the mindset, hey, can we keep it up at that plateau? And there's a lot. It's not easy to do. I mean, I don't think anybody expects them to win 10 games again, but I think most people perceive quite a difference between a 6-win bowl season and an 8-win bowl season. How confident are you that the last year was a breakthrough to get to another plane, or what are you looking at for this year's team to get some answers early in the season?
Well, I'm confident because
he's confident because his phone doesn't work. Oh no,
we dropped. He dropped.
Jeff's gone. He gone. There's no getting around it. He gone. Well, we're not going to get the answer to that, evidently. So try him back real quick before we make our football picks, so we can see.
But to ask him about my philosophy of what kind of offenses teams run early in the year, like in this game. Are you just going to try to out-muscle Toledo?
Oh, I don't think.
You're not going to get fancy.
Yeah, but don't you think that? I mean, they can't go at this game like, well, we're going to win, so let's just really narrow the playbook so we don't show anybody anything. They're going to have to play to beat this team.
But I think you can narrow the playbook, and most coaches do in situations like this, okay? Particularly if you have a size advantage. I don't know if Toledo's a big team. Yeah. If with that offensive line at Kentucky, you've got to own Toledo's defense, Bob. Their offensive line's very good.
All right, well, I mean, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just curious because if you go to a game where the computer would say you're a 4-point favorite, I don't know that you can just say we're just going to stick it in a running back's belly.
Well, no, they're going to throw some. We're going to see what Wilson can do here in the springtime. We're going to see from the springtime if he can throw it down the field, if he can have more accuracy with his short passes. But I don't think you're going to see any end of rounds with Bowden. And,
does he normally?
They run him around. Yes, they do. They've run him around. They sure have.
I don't know if I would agree with that. That's a great question. It's a legit, because I'm telling you, if they don't win somewhat convincingly, he's going to have to deal with the chatter again and the noise and all that stupid static.
Well, yeah, I think if you win big, you're still going to, people are going to downgrade the win because they say it's a MAC team, it's Toledo, which is a very good team. So I wouldn't worry about that if I was coaching. I wanted to make sure I played to my strengths and I developed my running game and some short passing.
Is that him? All right, Jeff is back. That was perfect. He dropped off just as you said, well, I'm optimistic because, and then you were gone. So we had no idea what you were optimistic about. So take it from there.
Well, because what I said is, Michael, though, this, so will you. It's all about recruiting. Calipari gets 5 stars. Rick Pitino gets 5 stars. The key to the Stoops maintaining this is the 3s, the 4s, and the 5-star athletes he's bringing in there. I mean, just this week you got a top 40 player that's going to transfer in from LSU. So he's built a great recruiting base, and this team is deep. It's going to be a different team. You don't have Benny Snell, but they're going to throw the ball down the field. It's going to be fun to watch. I mean, this is it's worked before Eddie Grant's offense. It worked at Auburn, and it worked at Cincinnati to the tune of 40 points a game, and I think it's going to excite people when they see this.
Okay, Pick. Bob and I were discussing this while we were trying to get you back on. This opening game, I think mm-hmm. that he's going to try to establish, particularly offensively, his strength in the running game, maybe the dink passes. I don't think he's going to get outside of that lane a whole lot. He's got to figure he's got bigger, stronger guys and a lot of returning offensive players. Would you agree?
Yes and no. The offensive defensive lines are huge, and they will overpower Toledo up front. I mean, it's just they're bigger, stronger players. That weighing by 30, 40 pounds a guy on the offensive and defensive front. But the one key to Eddie Graham's offense, when it's the way that he likes it, is he makes the defense defend the entire field. So on every play, you're going to see a guy trying to take the top off. That means going deep. You're going to see a guy come underneath as well. So it opens the running game, and it opens the passing game. So I think you're going to see them take shots down the field. And I think Terry Wilson is a much, much better quarterback than he was last year because he's not thinking anymore. He's simply reacting.
All right, so what are you looking at this game in terms of? This is, by most people in the business's account, a good team in a league that has had a history of springing some college football upsets. We know that.
Right.
They got a lot of guys back. They have an explosive offense. How dangerous is it that if Kentucky just wins by, I don't know, 6 or 7, they're only 4 point. Well, the Sagarin ratings has them as only a 4 point favorite, even though the betting spread is double digits. But I mean, suppose they win by just like 5 or 6. Is there an urgency to winning convincingly in this game?
You know, Bobby, I think this team's got a huge chip on its shoulder because no one's given them any respect. And I think it'll be close in the first half because Toledo can score points, and they will. But I think Kentucky wears it down, and I do not think it's going to be a 4 or 5 point game. I really don't. If they don't win by 2 or more touchdowns, then I will be shocked. It really will.
All right. Well, we've got to step aside because, Jeff, one of the things we do each week is we make our picks and make people all sorts of money out there. We'll let you make one. Obviously, as a home guy, you're going to have to take the home team. But do you think they cover an 11-point spread?
I actually do. I think if it's closer than that, then they have serious problems at Kentucky. I think this is a game that will be close early. But Kentucky will dominate them, especially in the second half. And I think they win by 24 or more.
Wow. All right. Well, that's music to the Cat fans' ears. Thanks, Peck. Good talking to you, buddy. Take care of yourself.
Bye, guys.
Well, he may have just persuaded me because I was not on board with that.
I was on board with covering. Sagarin. Early, first, second week, it doesn't hold as much weight.
In that regard, because I've already said, I would agree with you that Louisville's only an 18-point underdog by Sagarin, and I don't think they're going to cover that. I'm sorry. I just don't.
One of the things Kentucky's got to look for is a more depth in their receiving core. If they can come up with some guys in their receiving core to give them depth, they're going to score a bunch of touchdowns.
All right, well, let's take a look. Go ahead. As always, we start with the locals opposite, so he picks the Louisville game. I picked the Kentucky game, so you go first. Louisville, I got to get the spread here, unfortunately. I don't have a point spread.
I had 20.
All right. No, it's not that high. I'm almost sure it's not.
Are you going to write is Nikki going to write these down?
No, he doesn't write anything down.
I'll write them down.
What?
Yeah.
Huh? Just kidding. Nah, I can always go back. It's, you know, we have the recording of it.
No, I'll find it. I'm going to find this right this very second, and we have enough time to do it. We're not rushed, so we're going to get it right. But I'm fairly certain.
You can go over the top a little too. I'm kind of banking on it.
For Louisville,
you have 15 minutes.
Oh well, if you told me that, I wouldn't have pushed Jeff away so fast. It's a bunch of garbage now.
You want me to call him back?
No. all right, hold on. NCAA football scores. Here we go. Okay, so let us
14 minutes.
Let us get the week one. There we go, and we want, and this mouse is not working properly, so I got to fumble with it, and there we go. Okay, here we go. Louisville and Notre Dame, the latest line at the very up-to-the-minute betting information, according to this, is 19. 19.
Okay.
So Mike is taking who?
Notre Dame.
Mike, Notre Dame minus 19. And I have got to take the Kentucky game. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you. Coming into the show, I was fairly certain I was going to take Toledo because I think they're pretty darn good.
They are good. They're a very good team.
But, and that's a lot of points to give a team in an opener.
11.5.
But what persuades me is what he said, which is true. If you are that much bigger and that much stronger, as the game wears on, you wear them down. And he said he thinks it'll be close early, but he thinks they'll wear them down late. Right now they're giving 11.5. Wow, that's tough. That's a tough number for me. I'm going to go with my first instinct. I'm still going to take Toledo.
Take the Rockets?
Taking 11.5 points. That's right. A lot of points. Right. I mean, they were really good last year.
Yeah, but they were. And they're picked to win their MAC again this year. So let me come with one for you.
All right, go ahead.
Pops, here we go.
All right.
Ball State and IU. IU, 17.5 point favorite.
Wow, that's another awful game. That's a neutral site game, too, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Indiana is favored by how many?
17.5.
Ball State was pretty bad, though, last year, weren't they?
Yeah.
I'll take IU very reluctantly. Minus, what, 17.5? That's why college football is very... There's so many games in the preseason that the numbers are just so gigantic. The spreads and the margins are just...
Clemson was either 31 or 35.
And they covered the damn thing, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, so, they covered.
Let's see. I think I have it right here. That was...
I felt like we needed some college football music to set the tone.
Right. No, you got to give me one now.
I am. Clemson was a 20... Well, no, according to the SAG, it was 25. All right, here we go. I'm going to keep you in the... I'm going to let you have one SEC game.
Okay.
So it would be... Oh, here we go. That's a bad game. I don't want that one. That's an equally bad game. Boy, there's really not very many good games to give you. I guess I'll have to give you... Isn't there... They opened with a league game, don't they? Georgia and Vandy, right?
Yes, they did.
All right, well, there we go. That's at Vandy, and Georgia is laying a whopping... It's a conference game where they're giving a team at their place. The home team is getting 22.5. Have fun with that.
I'm going to take the Bulldogs.
You're going to take Georgia
yes,
and lay the 22.5.
Yes,
you're
I
a
am.
Better man than I am. I would only take a game because you made me take it. All right, where are you going now?
Okay, I'm going to go Virginia, the home that Lachlan McLean built, at Pittsburgh.
Everybody's pretty high on the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
What's the spread on that? Let's see what I've got here. I've got, as I scroll down, up to the minutes, point spread says Virginia is laying 2.5. Tasty. That's a fun game. Let's see what we got here. At Pitt is not a neutral site, right?
That's right.
I'm going to take the home team there. I'm taking the Pitt Panthers getting 2.5 at home. I'm always a big fan of home underdogs.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you one now. I'm going to beat you to the punch, taking you to the Pac-12, because I figure if I give you this game, it's a game you can't give me.
You're right.
Because you know I am not a Pac-12 football aficionado, although this year everybody says they'll be a little better. That remains to be seen. All right, let's see. We've got, that's an intriguing game. That's an intriguing game. You could have this one. They're playing in Corvallis. Oklahoma State goes to Oregon State, and Oklahoma State is laying 13.5.
Oregon State was awful last year, yep. And they're not supposed to be a whole lot better.
Okay.
Okay. But so that's a lot to be giving.
To another Power 5 team in their building.
An opening game on the road. I'm going to take the home team.
All right. So Oregon State plus 13.5. All right. Now give me one.
Okay.
Two games to go. Five games. No NFL this week.
Purdue and Nevada.
Oh, everybody here.
In Reno.
Old Louisville fans, you want me to pick against Purdue? So that I can punish Jeff for not taking a job here? That'll teach him. A radio host picked against his team. That'll put him in his place. Purdue at Nevada. Purdue is laying 11. This is not a neutral site game. It's in Reno. It is a game where, why does that show up? This doesn't even show up on my chart here. That seems odd. I don't have this game here. Oh, here it is. Sorry. Purdue, oh boy. Purdue should be favored according to Sags, but again, I don't put a lot of stock in them early by about 9.5. God almighty. I like Jeff, so I'm not picking against him for spite, but I'm going to, again, when I don't know much about anything, I'm going to take Nevada and take the 11 points at home. I like getting points early. When in doubt, take the points. Shootout that is known as the Big 12. So let's go see. You can't take over-unders because you'll take over
That's
every game
awesome.
In the Big 12.
And feel free to tell me to go spit in my hat.
Okay.
But maybe a little addition this year. Could we add like a teaser pick? Like, you know, each or like a teaser bet or something like that. One a week or something. You can alternate it or you both can have that or you can pick, you know, you have that as a option for one of the picks. Like, you know, that's going to be my teaser of the week.
I don't know what that means. A teaser means you get you like adding points to it.
Yeah, exactly.
So why would that be hard? I mean, if you want to give me. I don't understand.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. It's a little.
We don't have
wrinkle.
Enough time to make the picks now. Now we're adding other elements to it. We'll discuss that. We'll table that for future
just
discussion.
All kinds of bets. Just right. You also we'll throw in a horse race.
You know what's amazing is how many Big 12 teams don't even have point spreads right now because they're playing teams that they should so badly
Texas
overmatch.
State.
Yeah, like West Virginia, James Madison. No point spread there.
Is it my turn to give you? Or
no, I'm trying to find one for you, okay. But I can't find a Big 12 game. All right, I guess I'll have to give you this one. I'll have to give you Texas, number 10 ranked Texas, even though nobody's taken a snap yet. They're ranked, taking on Louisiana Tech and laying 19.5. The game is at Texas. I guess it's a home game for them, yeah.
19.5. I'm going to go with the home team,
yeah,
Texas.
I would too.
I'm going. That's where I'm going.
All right. Last game. Give me one, and then I'll give you one, and we'll be done here. We haven't done a Big Ten. Well, you did Purdue, so I guess we've covered all the power leagues. So
now,
go anywhere you want.
I'm going to take you to Memphis, Tennessee, where they will host Ole Miss.
I don't even know what league they're in. Are they in the American?
They're in CUSA. Oh, no, they're in American. You're right. They're in American.
All right, let's see what kind of spread we got here. Memphis, Ole Miss. Memphis is a 4.5-point favorite.
It's at Memphis, and this is a rivalry game.
Yeah, I know it is. Let me see. Boy, how was Ole Miss last year?
Not real good. They're struggling through some probation
yeah, crap and everything, right? Yeah. All right. Well, then for that reason, that'll tip them over the scale. I'll take the non-probation team. Although the Sagarins say it's going to be a very close game. Memphis, I'd rather, whenever it's a close game, I like to take the points. But I'll take Memphis and lay the 4.5. All right. And so you wrap it up by me giving you, let's see, I'm going to try and pick the most obscure damn game that's out there. That's my goal.
How about Eastern Washington and Washington?
No, they have to. Oh, that would be because that has to be one power. We make one team has to be in a Power Five conference.
Has anyone done the tops?
But you can't get a number on it. You can't get a number on it.
Yeah, I'm going. I think I may. The fact you asked for that makes me nervous because you probably have an opinion. But I'm going to do that. That's a great idea. There's no spread. Is that the one you meant? Western Kentucky had no spread.
No, they got beat last night. They were faves.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right. Let's go back to the Big Ten. Let's go back to the Big Ten and wrap it up there. And we will have you take on. Oh, yes. I love games like this to give to other people. Michigan State against Tulsa. Oh, I thought it was more than this. I misread it. I thought it said 29.5. It's 23.5. Michigan State laying 23.5 for Tulsa.
Ooh.
Game is in East Lansing.
Yeah.
Tulsa was a team that was right next to Louisville in the power rankings last year.
Taking Michigan State.
Yeah. Well, if you take Notre Dame on the road, you probably take Michigan State at home. It's about the not much difference in the spread. So there you go. So our picks, Mike's got Notre Dame, Georgia, Oregon State, Texas, and Michigan State. I've got Toledo, Indiana, Pitt, Nevada, and Memphis
in our week one selections where we were are on our quest to make you millionaires. And then if you make enough, give some to the Kentuckiana Friends of V, because that
there
would be a nice
go.
Way to
that would be a nice contribution.
Share the wealth. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Mike, it's been great as always. Nice having you with us. Again, a reminder, Mike's been doing great stuff helping us with our big bocce tournament coming up. It's our last event of the calendar year to raise money for cancer research. It's at the Castle in Versailles on September 16th, and the field is filling up, but we still do have a couple of opportunities left for teams or even individual players. It's going to be great. The Castle is spectacular. We're going to have lunch in the dining room inside the Castle, and then there's 10 courts that'll be set up on the grounds. And I just can't explain how Nick had never been there before, and even he was somewhat blown away by it when we pulled up.
Turned around the corner, there it was, and I exclaimed, holy spit.
Yes, like, the experience isn't just bocce.
No,
the experience is the Castle.
It absolutely is. It's fantastic. The food will be great. The food is outstanding. It's all farm-to-table stuff, and we're just looking forward to it. And the best thing is you're raising money to fight cancer. And primarily, although we give some money to the V Foundation because we want to support their scientists, the brunt of the money stays in Kentuckiana, which is why it's called Kentuckiana Friends of V. You want to find out more? Go to KFOV.org. You can register a team or volunteer, and we'd love to have you be part of it. And Mike is doing great work for us, and we're appreciative of that, the cancer survivor that he is. We are very, very grateful for that. So thank you, my friend. I'll see you next week.
See you Friday.
All right. Those of you in Louisville, more to come.
Kentuckiana's ESPN 680. WHBE Newburgh and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfort.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.